If you have a friend that, you know, you've not talked to for a long time, at least just try and check up on them, you know. Just, you know, send them a text or call them and then just find out how they are. Don't wait till there's an emergency for you to, you know, try and reach out to them. Make it a habit to just, you know, call somebody and just talk to them and just find out how they're doing. Because outside, they might be smiling, but inside is a different story. Hey guys, what's up? How's it going? Welcome to another episode of the Fabish Mac podcast. My name is Fabish Mac and I am your host. So today, before I even start, I just want to talk to you guys and explain that this episode is different. I have not planned anything about it. I did not sit down and write anything about it. I've just started speaking. And I'm just going to talk from my heart because it's a very sensitive subject. And so I apologize for anybody that is listening and may be triggered by this. I'm very sorry. But I also know that there are some people that, you know, will get something from this. So I hope at the end of the day it helps somebody. So for a very long time, I've been thinking, and I didn't know what to do. I was wondering a way to bring it forward because it's, as I said, a very sensitive topic. And for the past 1 year, I've had a very rough time myself. I've been through some stuff that, you know, I could describe as being very unfortunate and disappointing. I've been stuck at airports like 2 times, and they were not just like getting stuck for a day, it was like 5 days both times. And so it was some, you know, intense time there. And so after that I had to adjust to, you know, different conditions and new environments and new schedules and all that, and it was very stressful. But I would really like to thank my family and everybody around me, because without them, I don't think I would have made it. And so, see, that's the point right there. I had people to help me, and so that's why I've had a very smooth run. But there's somebody out there that might have had something similar to what I had, but they may not have had somebody to listen to them or somebody to help them through that time. And so that person and many other people, probably, you know, everywhere in the world, in Kenya, in the US, in Colombia, Argentina, name it, people go through stuff that they cannot describe. They cannot find the vocabulary to describe. But the problem is that even if they can describe it, sometimes when they're ready to talk about it, there's nobody to listen. So for the last 6 months, my country, Kenya, has been experiencing very, very rapid cases of suicide. And Kenya, as a third world country, has some good things. But if there's one thing that people here fear to discuss or to deal with, it's mental health. And so, you know, like when I grew up, I understood why, and I'd like to explain why. So for a very long time, since Kenya got independence, the older generation, they've been struggling, or, you know, they've been fighting for freedom and trying to, you know, put food on the table and to just have a better life. And so they never had time or the luxury to talk about how they felt. Now, we, the younger or the newer generation, are kind of like in the middle. We're still trying to figure it out. Financially and all that, but we also understand our feelings much more. We don't just push them down, you know. And so in this world of today, there's so many factors that may contribute to somebody's mental, you know, having like mental health issues. And one of them, I'll say, is social media. Like, people in Kenya really love social media. Everybody is either on Facebook, Instagram, and all that. And everybody's glued to their phone. There's video games and all this stuff. And so there's always that pressure that naturally comes from social media, because social media, like Facebook or Instagram, is just like a very small representation of what somebody's life actually is. And it's actually a very well painted representation. And so somebody will just take a snap of their, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. Somebody will take like 10 seconds to like, you know, make a short video or like take some photos. And so that's just 10 seconds of their life. And then they will modify that 10 seconds and then they will edit and make it look as good as possible and then put it out there. And so from the person that is seeing this, they will think, oh, that's exactly how they live. And so people in Kenya tend to take things the way they are. And the younger generation for sure have, you know, people follow celebrities and we love actors and musicians and all. But social media has made it to where there's a certain standard that everybody has to live. And if you don't, then you're not cool or you're not normal. And so that's where it all starts. So let's say somebody is struggling with this. They don't want to, you know, look like they're not normal or they don't fit in. They want to always post pictures of having cool shoes and cool clothes and all that. But they know they can't afford that. And so they're constantly trying to figure out ways to meet the end, you know, to make the ends meet. And so a problem arises where, you know, you will go to sleep at night and you'll just be wondering, what am I going to wear tomorrow? What am I going to post tomorrow? What am I going to say? What am I going to do? Can I like this? Can I do this? Can I buy this? And so it's just a constant, you know, it's a constant way of life. And so at some point, something's going to give. And somebody might break from all this stress. And that is the point where I'll think, or I'll suggest, that the people around you should come in and help you if you try to talk about it. But that's not always the case, at least for people in Kenya, because if you look at your parents, like for those, I'm speaking to my age, between 16 to 25, it's very hard to sit down with your parents. I think many people could agree. Kenyan parents are not the typical emotional parents. They don't love, some do, I don't want to generalize, but like my parents are not that way. And so they're not the kind that you just sit down with and share your emotions. Because if you do, you always almost expect one answer. And that is, it's fine. Just man up. It's going to be okay. Life is hard. Because that's all they know. It's not their fault. They don't know anything about, you know, or like they do know it, but they've been taught that the only way to solve this problem is to man up. The only way to solve mental issues and stress is to just keep going. But for the younger generation, it doesn't work that way. And so for such a person, if you approach the one person you think should help you and they say, man up, then you're kind of left alone. And that's where the problem comes. So most people have been going through that. And of course, Kenya is a third world country. Not everybody will have the resources to go to a psychologist or sit down with somebody and talk and pay them to listen. It doesn't work that way here. And there's so much that people have to do and deal with in life that there's not much time. So people just fall into that, you know, pit of depression, and they don't even realize it until it's too much. And so today, I just, you know, I wanted to talk to, if you're one of that, you know, if you're that person that you're sitting there and you feel that way, I think that the easiest thing we could do is talk, you know, share with somebody. But it's also very hard, I understand, because people are different. Not everybody is willing to share. But the you have to go through it. You have to try and talk about it. And I guess the most important thing I would want to tell that person that is going through, a tough time right now is that you are not alone. Even the president goes through a tough time. We are all human. And so it's very reassuring when you know that you're not alone. And to my friends, my closest friends, I will not want to name anybody, but I'll just like at least the people that I know. Let us try and lead by example and try and be as real as possible. Because the moment we start, reflecting a different kind of lifestyle than what we really live or how we feel, then it's going to make those around us who know us and who, think they're in our level, it will give them so much pressure to try and live to that standard. And that's how it all starts. So try as much as possible not to be the cause of somebody's stress or pressure because of how you live or, you make them want to live in a certain way. Number two, I would really like to stress on this. It's better to explain it. Somebody told me a few days ago that mental health is viewed differently in Africa as it is viewed in the States. That in the States, people don't want to acknowledge the presence of, somebody just struggling from real life. Like they want to make it as simple as possible, but maybe just, it might be the presence of demons or whatever. People don't believe that those exist. And so in the Western world, that is not a thing. And so people just try to make it as simple as possible. You're just having a hard time. While in Africa, mental health, if you even try to talk about it with the older generation, they'll either say you are crazy or you are possessed. And so people who are super depressed and are acting out differently are always, most of the time, they'll say, oh, yeah, he's probably demon-possessed. He needs to be prayed for. And so that, it kind of makes you fear to talk about it because you don't want people to think you're crazy. And so, if there's anybody that's listening and, you just want to talk about how you feel, then I would like to tell you that you're not crazy. You're not crazy for feeling that way. You're pretty normal. You're human. You're a human being. And so let nobody tell you that, you're demon possessed or you need to go for prayers, which is okay if you are, but not all the time. That should not be the reason that you don't, seek for help. Also, I feel like I shared with a few people that, were feeling down and stuff, and I asked them, why do you not share? Why do you not seek for help? And they said, what help? I've looked for help, but I almost always get the same answer, that it's going to be okay. There's a specific, type of answers that people will give you if they don't really care, but they just want to end the conversation and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll pray for you. It'll be okay. But then they never really dive in deep. And so that kind of sometimes makes people not want to, share or open up, because they know they're just going to get the same answer. But for the younger generation, especially in Kenya, people are struggling with, the thought of not being taken seriously. And I think even for me, I have kind of struggled with this, even making this podcast. When I was starting it, I realized pretty quick that not everybody actually thought that it was going to, I was actually going to start a podcast. And so sometimes I'll tell my friends hey, I'm thinking of starting a podcast. They'll just thought oh, it's just one of the things he just says, it's never going to come to be. And so that was, it took me back a little bit. And for me, I was like, all right, well, let's just try. Let's, whether it's bad or not, it doesn't matter. Let's just go ahead with it. But there might be somebody who's, who really values other people's answers and how they view their lives. There's people that are like that. And I, you don't blame them. Some people just value opinion. And so if you tell somebody that you think is very close to you that, hey, I'm going to do this, and then they don't take you seriously, even after they've seen you doing that, then it kind of, you know, it takes you back a little bit. And I think it's just something of the, I don't know, it's the age group, but between like 16 to 20, you know, early 20s, people struggle with being taken seriously. And so sometimes that can really lead you into, you know, like it's one of those things that you don't really see it, but it really bothers people because you might really be trying something. I have friends that have so much talent, like, you know, some like draw and others play sport and all that. But all of the time when you ask them, like, why don't you know, want to move to the next level? They'll say, well, until I'm old enough, these people will not take me seriously. They'll just think of me as a kid. They'll treat me as a kid. And that is where the problem is. So, like, you know, for us as teenagers and people in the early 20s, at least, let the older generation do their thing, you know. If they don't take us seriously, it's fine. That's how they grew up. But let us not take each other seriously. Because when somebody calls out and seeks for help, and you just think it's, oh, you know, it's just one of those, you know, they'll get over it, you might actually, you know, you might be the last person that guy needs to, you know, like, to start recovering. You might be the last port of call. And so if you just take it as a joke, then, you know, I think on it will be like a minus on you. But I'm not saying that, you know, if somebody says, oh, I'm having a bad day, you're like, oh, sit down, let's talk about it. No, like, use your own judgment. But I'm just urging people to at least try and take, you know, each other seriously, especially in Kenya. I'm doing this right now because of the situation. It's for a specific situation that's going on, and it's affecting, you know, the Kenyan government is really calling out for people to try and, you know, do something, because the youths are just, you know, confused, depressed, and taking their lives, and nobody knows what to do. And so right now, you know, it's just I hope that, you know, somebody out there will pray for us as a country and for everybody else on this planet. And if you can even, you know, if you have a friend that, you know, you've not talked to for a long time, at least just try and check up on them, you know. Just, you know, send them a text or call them and then just find out how they are. Don't wait till there's an emergency for you to, you know, try and reach out to them. Make it a habit to just, you know, call somebody and just talk to them, and just find out how they're doing. Because outside they might be smiling, but inside is a different story. And so you can only know that when you are able to listen. People love those who can just sit there and listen. And so be a listener. I am going to start a Reddit community for listeners. And so if you have a friend or, like, you know, you can just hop in there. Of course, like, people can, Reddit is very easy. Like, people can just come and go. And, you know, if you need help, if you need somebody to talk to, you can just hop in there. I'll put the link in the website, like in the podcast description. You can hop in there, and then you can, you know, if somebody needs help, you can just talk to them, find a way to help them. All you have to do at this point is just listen and then talk, you know, and encourage each other. That's all. You don't have to visit them and all that, because maybe you might not be in the same location. But I'm going to start that Reddit community because I know of a few people who are close to me that sometimes, you know, life may make things busy. We might, you know, sometimes we don't have time. But when we do, at least, you know, it's good to check up on our friends and those who are close to us. So, yeah, I'll start that community. And if anybody wishes to talk, you can always find me on my Instagram and all that. And if I can't help you, I know there's a million people out there who are ready and willing to help. So sometimes it's just how to find them might be a problem. And if you're also willing to help and you have suggestions on how to help, you know, each other, no matter where you come from, you can always help. We are all different, you know, but at the end of the day, we're all human beings. We all feel, sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. That doesn't change for anybody. And so that's a good thing because, you know, whether, you know, you're from the States or, you know, whether you're from Europe or from Africa or from Australia, whatever, you're still going to feel the same way. You're going to laugh the same way. You're going to feel sad. And so, you know, that's a constant in each and every one of us. And that is something we can all talk about. And that's something that can bring us together. So I just hope that, you know, whoever is listening to this, you have a change of heart. And if you're going through a hard time, well, and you want to talk, I'm going to leave a link of the Reddit. And so you can just hop in there and I'll have some people doing moderation in the Reddit, and then we can find a way to help you. Or you can, you know, if you don't want to do that, you can reach one of your friends that you find somebody that, you know, you can talk to. Talk to them, and if that doesn't help, you can always find help. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't have to suffer alone, and you are not alone. Everybody has something. Everybody's going through something. And so that's the most important thing. We are all human beings. COVID has really made it tough. The only way is for us to be with one another. And if you want to help, if you know of a way to bring people together to talk, you're welcome to, you know, you can message me or you can just, you can tell me and I'll find a way to connect you to whoever you need to help. But at the end of the day, we just, you know, we want everybody to be okay. And it starts with saying how you feel and, you know, not fearing what others will think. And then if they don't help, then find somebody else. And, you know, that's how we all seek help for one another. But the first step is for you to accept that, you know, I'm going through a hard time and my, you know, my choices are A, B, C. This is what I'm going to do to help myself. And yeah, so today I didn't want to, you know, plan for this. I just wanted to come and talk because the best way to show, you know, or to show support is to just show up and, you know, figure it out together. So thank you guys for listening. I hope that, you know, that is going to impact somebody or encourage somebody to, you know, find help or to help one another. And, you know, at the end of the day, if one person, you know, ends up being helped, it will be a win for all of us. That's all that matters. And so as we go, you know, through the rest of the day, week, month, whatever you're doing, just know that there's somebody who needs help. And if you also need help, just know that there's somebody somewhere who's ready to help you. And so I hope. Let's go ahead and start helping one another. Thank you guys for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.